Thank you so much, Carmen and team. And again, let's express our appreciation to the Needville High School choirs and Dr. Rodney Bell. Thank you so much for being with us. Y'all did a great, great job this morning. We really appreciate it. Everybody, good morning. Welcome. Glad to have you today here in our second service on Mission Sunday here at the First Colony Church of Christ. Please take a look in your order of worship and you will see a communication card in there. I'm going to ask you that sometime over the next 10, 15, 20 minutes, you fill out that communication card completely. And a little later in our service, when we receive our special missions offering this morning, if you'll just place this communication card in the offering tray. And please note that there's a place here on this communication card for you to indicate a prayer request, also for you to indicate a desire to learn a little more about our church or find out about some of the ministries that we offer here. Today's Mission Sunday. I think it was the German theologian Martin Luther who, when he was asked if he knew that today was his last day to live, if today you're going to meet the Lord, what would you do today? And he said, I would go out and plant a tree. And I like that kind of thinking. He's saying, in other words, my life is not all about me. I exist also for other people, and I also exist for other generations. And you look around this room today, and you see these flags, and these flags represent the heart of this church for other generations and the heart of this church for other people besides us. And you have been a really good sending church over the years, and I salute you in that regard. Our God is all about transforming lives. He does that. He empowers that. He initiates that. God makes it happen. He's all about changing lives and redeeming souls. And the part that we play in doing mission work as a church, let me just be honest with you, we're a bit player. We are small potatoes. I'm glad we're small potatoes. There are a lot of people involved in mission work. And when I say we're small potatoes and we're bit players, I do not mean to demean. I'm not demeaning what we're doing at all. To the contrary. To the contrary. And you may be saying, Ronnie, do you have any idea how much money we've given to mission work over the years? How much we're giving? I know that. You understand, as far as churches of Christ go, this is the largest church of Christ in the greater Houston area, and I get all that. But I'm saying a ton of great work is being done globally. You're doing a great work, but listen, it's not the size of what you're doing that matters in the grand scheme of things. And never let the size of what you're doing determine its importance. What you're doing is incredibly important. You are transforming lives. And those lives are going to exert influence. They're going to make progress. They're going to open doors. And they are going to achieve heights for Jesus they would not achieve had it not been for you and your sacrificed dollars and cents. Our marching orders come from Jesus. When he says, here's the classic statement on world evangelism, when he says these words, therefore go and make disciples of all nations. Now, stop right there for a moment. He said to that initial ragtag group, gang, you're going global. I want you to get that in your mind. You're going global. The love of God is not just for one neighborhood. We serve a missionary-minded God, a missionary-minded Holy Spirit, a missionary-minded Lord. And God says, I want you going global. God's love is a global love. Our message is a global message that's apropos for any group in any culture. Go and you make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that Jesus has commanded. If somebody were to ask what the vision is of this church's mission work, I'd like to propose something to you that I think is very doable, and actually I think we're already on the way to doing this. But I hope that as a church, we will continue to embrace the desire to be a really good sending church. I think our vision needs to be to go global with disciple making and do it better than anybody else. And I don't say that from pride's sake. I'm not saying that for comparison's sake or competitive sake, but to do it better than anybody else for Christ's sake. Let's be a really good church when it comes to recruiting missionaries and training missionaries and sending missionaries and supporting missionaries and repatriating missionaries. We know a lot of people who do this really well. Let's be the best at it. Because if we excel in that, if we'll excel in that task, God's going to show up and continue to do His work of changing lives. You need to know that as far as our mission work as a church, we send out quality people into the mission field. You need to feel good about that. We send out missionaries who have a respect for the Word of God. We send out men and women who value integrity, respect, hard work, and responsibility. We send out men and women who value all people as precious in the eyes of God. And we send out missionaries who believe that salvation is only found in the name of Jesus Christ. Jim Collins, in his business book, Good to Great, says if you're going to have a great group, you got to have the right people on the bus, and the right people need to be in the right seats. I really believe that as a church, we have the right people on the missionary bus. We have a very good missions committee, and they pay attention. I believe we have the right people in the right seats, and that the missionary bus is making a significant impact. Now, when I say that, if that sounds prideful, I don't mean for it to sound prideful, and please forgive me. That's not the impression I'm trying to leave. In fact, as a church, I want to remind you of something. We have zero light of our own. None. It's like you go out some night and you look up and you say, isn't the moon bright tonight? The moon has no light of its own. It simply reflects the light of the sun. As a church, we have no light of our own. We simply reflect the light of the Son of God. But I believe that through our missionaries, we're offering the real thing and no cheap imitations. We're not sending missionaries out to peddle the gospel. We're not sending them out to be hucksters and marketers. We're not sending them out to, you know, sell $10 Rolexes and $15 Louis Vuitton purses. We're sending them out to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to baptize people in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to teach people to obey everything that Jesus has commanded. We're sending them out to do the real thing. And we do it all for the glory of God. Everything we do in mission work is a tribute to our God. Listen. To a God who leaves the one, who leaves the 99 safe, and goes after that one more because of His great love for people. We serve a missionary-minded God, a missionary-minded Lord, a missionary-minded Holy Spirit. And gang, we do pay attention to our mission work. I want everybody here to know this. Whether it's in Uganda, Honduras, Haiti, Peru, Italy, we pay attention to it, and you're making a difference. Eric Fridge has put together a little video that gives you an overview of what we're doing in terms of our mission work, and it's about 4 minutes, but you'll get a good picture of how your dollars and cents are making a difference. And so if you would, give your attention to the big screens, and let's take a look at how you're making a world of difference.
Our primary purpose here in Uganda is to share the transforming love of God through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we do this through what we call holistic transformational development, meaning that we try to find very practical ways that we can be in the lives of people to show them how God loves them and He loves His creation and wants us to be good stewards with what He has given us.
Another thing that we concentrate on is the area of the ministry of healthcare. We desperately want to communicate to people that God loves them, He cares about their lives, and He cares about their health, and that's what the gospel says. One of the things we do in that ministry is we move into the communities and we train people who are then equipped to take care of the needs of the health of their families and the health of the community around them. And in that way, they are able to be a light in their families and a light in their churches for the glory of God.
For more than 12 years, First Colony has been involved in missions in Haiti. Through the years, you have given generously, and you have made a big difference in their lives, especially your brothers and sisters in Christ. You have responded immediately with big hearts to meet needs after devastating catastrophic events. You have built and rebuilt churches where people are fed physically and spiritually. You have taken orphans off the streets, clothed, fed, and supported them. You have built and sustained several orphanages. You have sent short-term missionaries and healthcare providers to heal the sick and show God's love to the downcast and brokenhearted. Thank you, First Colony. You have left your footprints in the soil as you took the light of God to Haiti.
Over the past several years, we've been able to invest in Honduran missions. We've helped out with their agricultural, their medical, and actually building churches in Honduras. The building of the churches has allowed preachers in Honduras to go into Honduran homes, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and meet their needs. Thank you for being the hands and feet of Jesus.
3 years ago, our team of five families moved here to Lima, Peru. We came here following the calling that God put on our hearts to make disciples. We've also had the opportunity to get to know a community not far from where we live, where there's great need. And we try as a young church to help these people in need.
We want to take a moment to say thank you so much, First Colony Church of Christ, for the many ways that you have been supporting the work here in Uganda. It's a joy to be able to be here in Uganda working, knowing that we have so many people who are passionate about the work here, who have visited here, who have given financial support to the work here, and we know that you are praying for us constantly. And we just want to say thank you, and we want to ask that you would consider continuing to support this work. We believe that God is doing great things, and we are excited about where it's going to go in the future.
Your light carries the gospel to other nations.
You can make a difference.
Thank you for being the light.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Webare, 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 webare munonga.
Thank you for your partnership.
Thank you for your faithful support.
Let your light shine.
I think it was missionary William Carey who said, I will go down into the well if you will hold the ropes. He was saying, I'm willing to be the one to go if you will send me. And we've got some fantastic folks who have been sent, and you make that possible through your weekly tithes and offerings, and also through some special offerings like this Mission Sunday offering that is used throughout the year. Perhaps you came here today really not planning to participate. I'm going to ask you to do so. This I know. You will get a bigger blessing from it. The promise of Jesus is whatever you give to Him, He will give back to you in ways that you cannot program and fathom. But know that you will partner with Him. This is not an obligation, but it is an opportunity. Would you just sort of breathe a prayer over this and ask the Lord what He would have you to do? And if you can do something, know that you'll feel good about it, and it goes to a great, wonderful cause. Gang, this is a great time to be a part of our church. This is a great time to participate in a fantastic work. The time is short. The need is great. The task is significant. But our great God is with us, and He will help us to do this and to do this with excellence. A number of our missions committee members are in this service. I know a lot they were in our first service as well. But if you serve on our missions committee, would you please stand just right where you are so that people may see you? Missions committee, there we go. Don't be bashful. Stand up. Very, very. Let's express our appreciation to these folks and the way they serve us. Okay, at this time we're going to receive our missions offering. I'd like to pray, and then the trays will be passed, put your offering in there, or also your communication cards. Let's pray. Lord God, we acknowledge that you indeed were the first missionary, and we do ask that you give us a missionary mindset wherever we are, in the ordinary rhythm and flow of life, that we will be salt and light wherever we are. But we ask, Lord, in a special way for you to touch and anoint our missionaries who serve in the third sphere and beyond, who've given their lives to you, who serve in difficult and sometimes in dangerous situations. Keep them safe and happy and close to you. Help them to feel nurtured and supported and enthusiastic as they spread the good news to the ends of the earth. This we pray in Jesus' name, amen. As our offering is being received, I'd like to read a scripture, a most appropriate scripture from Romans chapter 10. Beginning at verse 9, the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, with your mouth that you confess and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. For there's no difference between Jew or Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. In other words, our God is a global God. He has global affection. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's good news. You, me, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how can somebody call on someone they've not believed in? How can they believe in the one whom they've not heard? How can they hear unless somebody preaches and teaches? And how can they preach unless they are sent? How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. Thank you for making that possible. At this time, I'd like to invite our elder couples to please be taking your places down front. We're going to have a time of prayer this morning, and as usual, this is a time where you can pray about something that's very personal to you. But as you look around the room today and see these flags, I'm going to also ask you to be praying about certain missionary needs, perhaps a particular missionary you want to pray over. Or we will hear the words of Jesus afresh when he says, "The harvest is out there. We just need more workers. Let's ask the Lord of the harvest to send forth workers." You can pray right where you are. You can come down and pray with one of these elder couples. It would be our privilege to partner with you today. We've got a lot of things we can talk to God about. He's anxious to hear. He's anxious to respond. Let's come together before Him in prayer. Why don't you stand right where you are, and you're welcome to come down here and pray with one of our elders.